Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ana Fernández, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ben's third quarter results conference call. As usual, I'm joined by Gonçalo Soares, REN CFO. He'll do a brief introduction and then open the floor for questions. Gonçalo.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Thank you for joining the call. So what can I tell you? I would say that the nine-month results were pretty much in line with our expectations. We have EBITDA already improving slightly on a year-on-year basis, as we had expected. It's now growing €1 million versus 2012. In terms of OPEX, we are keeping the pressure and trying to keep improvements on the operational side. You can see that growth in personnel costs are leveling off, as expected, given some one-off impact in 2012. And in other operating costs, I can tell you that also, given the results of some benchmarks to do with our peers, we are now becoming one of the most efficient TSOs in Europe. In terms of net financial income, it was down a little bit, which is basically reflecting the amount of gross debt. Okay, but you can see already that the cost of debt is already starting to come down, although still slowly. In terms of CapEx, as was also expected, we are recuperating the deviation versus last year, and I would say that as an expectation we should be more or less around, slightly lower, but more or less around the 200 million figure that we've been giving you in the past quarters. In slide number 3, you can see the main figures of and the main indicators of the company. But if you want, we can switch to slide number 4, where you can see the evolution in CapEx. As I said, CapEx is still down by 12% because of some minor delays in some projects that we have, but we are expecting it to be somewhere between 190 and 200 million. This is more or less the number that we have in our budget and in our business plan. So I would say that here we have no major surprises. Everything was going more or less according to plan. In terms of transfers to the regulated asset base, I'd say the same. We are still below last year because last year we had the major transfer of the LNG terminal, but I can tell you that we are spot on in terms of budget and we'll finish spot on in terms of our internal objectives until the end of the year. Slide number 5 just gives you a small reminder and explanation of what the major impact is in our EBITDA, and that comes from the sovereign risk of Portugal's debt coming down in the last 12 months. You can see that it's a dramatic decrease. In the last few months it has stabilized, but this is basically what explains the main reduction in the remuneration of the regulated asset base. You can see that in slide number 6. So basically in electricity, remuneration is coming down by about €15 million. This results from a drop in terms of the impact of the decrease of the rate of return of almost €22 million, which is not compensated by the impact of the increase of the asset base itself, which is more or less €5 million. Okay, so this explains basically the evolution in electricity. In gas it's a little bit different, as the return, which is now variable, is around 8%, and last year, although fixed, it was also 8%, so you don't see any major changes in terms of remuneration of the natural gas business. Slide number 7, just to highlight that, as always, we have been doing a very good job in investing well within our regulatory incentive scheme, and so we've been able to to keep most of the projects in electricity within the reference cost set out by the regulator, which then puts almost all of our investment in electricity basically in electricity with premium, which has this year again gained weight relative to the other less remunerated parts of the regulated asset base. In terms of OPEX, we are improving versus what we have in the middle of the year. We are now already seeing a decrease in terms of OPEX and even in terms of core OPEX. This is basically due to the fact also that personnel costs now are growing less. As we've explained in past quarters, this resulted from several changes that were made, namely in terms of the impact in the salaries given the privatization of the company and some other one-off impact in 2012. But what I can tell you is that we have been pushing for a strong efficiency program in terms of personnel, and that we started the year with around 735 people and we are now below 690. You don't see this yet in the overall amount of personnel costs, but it will become, as each quarter goes by, more and more evident. In terms of operation and maintenance costs, they are also lower and contained, and as I said, we are now becoming one of the best run companies in terms of operating and maintenance costs. Other costs, I would say, are coming down a little bit across all of the cost items. This can be seen that in slide number 9, it's not only OPEX overall that is coming down, even core OPEX, excluding the costs which are a pass-through, is now coming down. This was increasing versus last year when we were in mid-year, in the first half, and it is now already decreasing. And I think that the last quarter will even reveal a slightly better picture in terms of cost evolution than we have now in the third quarter. Summing up in slide 10, basically we have EBITDA flattish but already increasing by a little bit, by 0.9 million, 0.2%. This is basically the result of, on one side, the return on REV decrease, and then on the other side, not only the cost decreased, but also the variation in interest of tariff deviations, since we are now this year receiving interest instead of paying, as we were last year. But also, and you can see on the positive side, we have a large other, and part of this is due to non-recurrent impacts both this year and last year. Below EBITDA, I'd say that things are pretty much in line with what we had in the first half. Depreciation is in line with the evolution of the regulated asset base. Taxes are lower, and the effective rate is better, given that last year we also had some non-recurring events. In terms of net financial income, what you can see is that it still is a little bit larger, so we still have higher costs relative to last year. But this is basically given not because of a negative evolution of the average cost of debt, which actually is reducing, not because the net debt is increasing, because net debt is actually decreasing, but because gross debt compared to last year increased. This is an effect of the refinancing steps that we took last year to extend liquidity, and that are going to disappear once the December bond this year is going to be refinanced and reduce the significant amount of cash that we have, and it is creating also a large cost of carrying. Summing up in terms of net income in slide 12, you can see that basically evolution of net income has to do with the evolution below EBITDA. In terms of slide 13, I'd just like to point out that net debt continues to decrease, so we are now 44 million below, and we are also expecting it to continue to decrease slightly up until the end of the year. Net debt to EBITDA is now around 4.8, slightly below. I would say that those are more or less the values that we are expecting for the full year. I think that the issuance that we did of 400 million was key, not only for liquidity, but to guarantee that next year we are going to have a nice reduction in the average cost of debt. In conclusion, in slide 14, what would I like to stress? Overall, I'd say that there were no surprises. Operational results were basically in line with our expectations. Major financial refinancing steps were consolidated, and I think that they are going to result in the nice decrease in average cost of debt, as I said, in 2014. And we will continue keep trying to extend a little bit more maturities and lower costs with other opportunities measures in this area. Liquidity more than 2 years keeps is also an important objective for us, and we are now more than refinanced until half of 2016. Just a note saying that within the budget, the Portuguese state has said that they are formally considering concluding the privatization of REN in 2014. We will wait to hear news on any specific time. I don't have any specific news to give you on that, but we expect it to be, I'd say, sooner rather than later. A final word, just about some other measures included in the draft budget, namely the extraordinary contribution on the energy sector. At this stage, this is only a proposal. This is still being discussed and analyzed by us. We are waiting to hear what the final outcome is, and we will keep analyzing the issue in order to protect the rights of the company and all of its stakeholders. This concludes my presentation. Now I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will take our first question from Gonzalo Sanchez Barbona of BPI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. Wanted to know a couple of things. First would be on what would be your guidance for financial costs for next year, following the repayment of the bond in December. And also for CAPEX, I would also like to know what would be your guidance for this year. I think I've read somewhere today in the press that you were guiding for lower than 200 million. Just wanted to confirm that, and also what's your expectation for 2014, and if you expect to start doing some noticeable investments abroad. And then on another point, I would like to have your view on the one-off tax that has been proposed for 2014. What I would like to know is if you believe this is gonna be approved like it was proposed, what's your base case? And if that is the case, if you expect this to be a one-off, or you have any kind of comfort from the government and that this would be a one-off, or this could be repeated in the future. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the question. So in terms of financial costs, I'm not going to give you a precise guidance. We are now with a average cost of debt of around 5.6. I would say that at the end of the year, this may be very slightly lower than this, but we are not talking about any major decreases in the average cost of debt in the last quarter per se. Next year, I would say that if everything goes according to plan. And I think that only doing the math on the bond that we are refinancing in December, you can almost immediately see that average cost of debt should come to, I would say, either very low 5s or even slightly below 5%. Okay, so I would say that somewhere around that number of 5% would be a good estimation, and I think it's more or less easy also for you to do those calculations. In terms of CapEx, as I said, this year, or as we said in the business plan, our idea is that we should invest around 200 million per year domestically. This is still the case. In any given year, you may be slightly below, slightly above. If you ask me this year, I would say that we may be slightly below, not very much below that number, to be honest with you. Next year, we will be around that number. We are not going to be very much far from the 200 million. In terms of investments abroad, we still believe this is an important way strategically to move forward for REN. We are not in any hurry, so we are scouting and looking at opportunities, but we do not have a set calendar of when to do these things. We are continuing to pursue this avenue, and we hope that we can find, and we are confident that we will find some opportunities in the future. Relating to the one-off tax, I'm not going to comment a lot on that. As I said, this is now a proposal, so it is positioned as a one-off contribution, and this is how it was publicly positioned. At this stage, I cannot really give you any more information. I think this is something that in the coming weeks or 1 month will become clear as the final proposal will go to Parliament, but at this stage I cannot really comment much more than what I've said, that we are analyzing this very closely and looking at protecting the rights of the company and of all its stakeholders. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a telephone question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We have no further telephone questions at this time.
Okay, so if there's no other questions, you know where to reach us. Thank you very much for listening. Have a nice weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.